Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two, Old School, 93.7 The Ticket. Husker Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and myself. We're live at Tanner's 30th in Yankee Hill. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. We'll raffle off a Dean Stein cooler jersey. It makes a great gift, Christmas gift. It'll look good on your wall. It'll look good on the wall at the office. Don't sell it. I don't want to see it on eBay. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Like, don't do that. All you have to do is come in, put your name in the box. We'll draw it in about 45 minutes and give it away. And that's all you have to do here at Tanner's. Jay Foreman, we were talking about the star system and the rankings and recruiting and all those things. So a quick peek tells me, if I go through and look at the top-ranked football players from the state of Nebraska, class of 2022, okay? How many five stars do you think are in the state of Nebraska?
Man, I don't know. What,
no.
One?
I'll save you. There's none. There's none. There are 2 4 stars.
Okay.
Deshaun Woods from Central and Devon Jackson from Burt.
Right.
That's it. Those are 4 stars. Already committed, already locked in, right? Then you get into 3 stars, which we said is the probably the most common space in this. So if recruiters are looking, the elite programs can shop in the 5 star.
Right.
And
so
they
shop at Whole Foods. We gotta go right here. We gotta be Harris Teeter and Aldi, right?
Right. You're not shopping. You're not getting the same groceries, right? You're just not. 4 stars. Nicer, not exclusive, but nicer.
Right.
Probably wish they were in the 5 star, so they're looking at the 5 star programs because of the success of the 5 stars who have attended.
Yeah,
that's kind of how they.
That's what they think.
Right, and then in the middle of the pack, which is really the elite high school football players in each state.
Yeah.
I'll say it again. There's the 4-star and 5-star that are exclusive and elite. That's rare error. It's very rare that it happens. It's rare that you get them.
Yeah.
The 3-stars, let me give you some idea of where the 3-stars are shopping. Oklahoma. Auburn.
Right. Yeah, it's the 2 Bellevue West.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So then it drops pretty quickly to 2-star. Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like, there's, when I say that there's 2 handfuls of guys in the entire state of Nebraska who are 3-stars, that's it.
3 stars and 4.
No, just 3.
Okay.
Like, that's
there's,
it.
There's 5 of them, right?
When you get to the 12th ranked player in the state of Nebraska, he is a 2-star.
I mean, it just depends on the year, because it'd be some years you got a ton, some years you don't, and just, you know, matter of.
So when we say that recruiting requires, one, knowing what you need.
Yeah.
Second, being able to communicate that.
Yeah.
To these, because we need to tell the 4-star tight end to come here.
Right.
Because we can provide an opportunity for him.
Right.
If I looked at 2023.
Right.
Oh, let's spin the wheel, Jay Foreman. Let's see what you got. Okay. Of course, the top recruit in the country for the class of 23 has a familiar name.
It's Manning, right?
Arch Manning. Arch Manning. Arch Manning is at the top of the list for national. Here we are within the state of Nebraska. There are 2 ranked players.
So, I mean, they'd be four top. Is that top 100 or top 300?
The top two in the state for the state of Nebraska graduating class of 2023, both of them have committed to the University of Nebraska. Both are three stars. There are no four stars. There are no five stars.
Yeah, not yet. You know, sometimes you can get that last four star because I think where Keegan Johnson got his four star towards the end of his high school career. For you people out there, I think he did because I think I saw something right. So it's all kind of just, just based on. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's just when you talk to these dudes, you know, and look, they do a good job. They do the best they can. You know, I think, you know, the big thing with – here's the problem with – this is the NFL problem. I remember this as I was exiting the league. I was talking to – I'm trying to remember the GM that I was talking to. And I was talking to the GM, and we were all kind of having a beer because it was me and this assistant GM. And as a matter of fact, it was me and Dan Morgan was there.
Okay.
And he was like, you know what the problem is? He's like – the NFL is turning into more of better athletes, worse football players. So that's a measurable type of deal.
That's a good point.
And then it just trickles down to our high school. And, like I said, I wouldn't have been recruited at a lot of places because, I got wide shoulders or whatever, but – you know, I was a basketball player. I didn't have like no. I never lifted weights. Literally, right. It was no joke. The first time I lifted weights, I knew what to do.
Right.
But when Nebraska sent their off-season program, they sent this thing that they wanted you to work out before you got there. That thing went straight into the garbage. I think my dad probably used it for the fireplace the following year. I was not lifting weights.
No. Right?
So I was not developed. I wasn't looking like these guys coming out of high school. That,
right.
You know, like the running back Nebraska's going to face this Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Henderson does not look like an 18-year-old.
Right. And that was not me. So it's just, it's a different, like I said, it's a different type of deal. It's hard to do. You got to do your due diligence. You only get a certain, and you get limited time, man, on how to, you're not.
Well, so, once you're behind, you're behind.
Well, yeah, but it's a limited time to get a true evaluation on these guys, especially after COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to deal with, stuff with COVID. So you weren't able to go out and do your research. You weren't able to get guys to do unofficial visits. You when you go to the high school, you're dealing with depending on the high school coach, this dude could be, jagoff,
mm-hmm.
And so you're not getting the truth. Yeah, you can go around and ask a science teacher and all that, but you're not – you can get a little bit of background on them, but these kids are 16, 17, 18 years old. So you really don't know.
This was we would have, as a coach, we would generally try to be there for recruiting visits, right?
So right.
Coach was coming in. We would make ourselves available. And I won't talk about the kids specifically, but I'll tell you that it was the University of Virginia, and they came and they sent their guy in, and they did everything. They go to several classes,
right?
And they talked to the teachers, but he never made notes. He didn't make notes until he started talking to the girls.
Yeah.
And that's when he started writing stuff down, and that's when the kid lost a scholarship.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah, so it's
because they haven't figured out in the star system how to measure heart, integrity, character.
Right, yeah.
Attitude.
Yeah.
None of the stars don't evaluate that. Yeah. What the stars will evaluate, the five is that this guy could walk in and be a starter for you.
Generally.
In any program.
Any program.
In any program. That means that if you see a five star, no matter what program he's in, he walks in with the opportunity.
Yeah,
and a real opportunity,
play.
Right?
Play,
to
yeah.
play. Then the four star. Four star is above average talent. All the measurables.
Right.
So all the measurables have to be in place.
Yeah.
Whatever for that sport, that group, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Three-star is the project that
Both
says
time.
He will help the program. He may not help it now.
It will eventually.
But he will eventually help it and be a contributor to the program.
Right. Or he's a 5'11", 6-foot receiver versus a 6'2", 6'3", receiver.
That's where the guys drop down to two stars.
Or three.
Right? You know, high two.
Or three. Or he might be a four-star player, but a three-star based on measurables.
And three-star doesn't promise you Power 5 football.
No. There's some three stars down at the Sam Houston State. There's three stars at North Dakota State. There's three stars at Arkansas State, Jacksonville State, as you've seen when they went up and beat Florida State. There's plenty of three stars, or there's two stars, supposedly, that never got the three star because a lot of times they might be like, oh, well, this state has too many, it's almost like they cap. They'll cap like Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, North Dakota. You're only allowed. No, listen here. No, they'll be like, hey, listen here. Now, enough is enough. This is enough is enough. Okay? You're only allowed 2-4 stars a year. I don't care if you have Barry Sanders there. You're only allowed
based on population.
But yeah, based on how dare you?
Based
guys
on
have,
population.
How dare you guys have 10-4 stars there? How dare you guys in Nebraska do that?
Yeah, there's that, and that there's a limited number of stars depending on the sport. So. There's that in place. So if you're a parent out there or you're a coach and your kid's a two-star, that's not saying that he can't play at Nebraska. That's saying he's got some work to do and some things to overachieve at.
And you had to be more diligent in how you plan on how to get the notoriety that you might think that your son or daughter deserves. And you're going to maybe have to go outside of the state borders to get the recognition. I mean, you got to think, Donovan Williams, the guy that, that's playing at Oklahoma State, the basketball player, I know he played a lot of AAU basketball down in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And I think that raised his profile. And now, granted, when you're playing against Hunter Salas and all that, but for him, you have to think outside of the box, because just because you're in the state board, that doesn't mean that everybody that runs a 7-on-7 program, a training program, a high school football program, AAU program are going to do the best for your son or daughter. You have to be able to and then also this is also what college recruiters or staffs have to look at is you got to look at whoever their whether it's parents or whoever their adult figures are too as well, because the worst thing you could do is that you're trying to coach a kid, you're essentially allowing them to be your quasi father or, parent figure for 4 or 5 years. And then you got the person that raised them is working against you in the behind the scenes. And that means you're it's a tug of war that you're not going to win.
Well, look, there have been more parents who have cost their kids
than
a scholarship than those have, like, In trying to help, there are right ways to help,
right.
And then there are wrong ways.
I always tell parents, if your kid is being coached or disciplined and it's personal, mm-hmm. step in. Mm-hmm. If it's not personal, then sit back and chill.
Well, and you can reach out and introduce yourself, but when you
they know who they are. They've been on. They get to go on recruiting trips now. When I stepped off the plane in Lincoln after a basketball game, my grandma made me wear a white shirt, black tie, and I had this I don't even think it was cashmere. It was bootleg cashmere, red sweater, and a winter coat. And she was like, you cannot go down there looking good. Now these kids get to have two parents come, and then sometimes –
It's paid for. Meals are paid for.
Yeah.
True confessional. First of all, you outdressed me by a lot.
Oh, I didn't want to.
Look, bro.
When I showed up, I was the only person dressed up. Everybody had sweatpants on and jeans.
No, man. Look, my mother went – she would do this thing where she would go shop. She found a denim suit. A denim suit. A green denim suit.
Dang.
And put me in a white turtleneck.
That's what
I'm and some
about.
Earth shoes.
That's what I'm
to
saying.
Get on to walk on a college campus. And my coach looked at me and he goes, "You were way cooler when I met you in high school."
Right.
I was like, "Yeah, well, mom set this one up."
To say, that was the only visit that my grandma had any type of.
But my grandmother picked the school though. She actually picked the school, and she had her reasons, and I followed it, of course.
Yeah.
But I think a big part of it, and I wanted to have the discussion with you because there are a lot of people who are reaching out about their young people. And it's such murky water. And the way to clean it up is to get yourself out of it and then ask people who have been in the system.
Right.
Like, simply ask people who have been in the system.
And then be okay with the answer, though, too.
Well,
don't ask for somebody's help and then be like, all right, I got the answer, then I'm going to go the other way. Then just don't waste my time.
Well, I can never promise anybody that you're going to go, you're going to be D1, or you're going to play here, you're going to play here. What I tell people is that, look, if you follow the system and you do everything that you can do, you're going to end up in the right place.
Yeah.
Like, you are going to end up in the right place. And sometimes it's not just academics.
No.
Sometimes it's not just social engagement. Sometimes it's your personal profile away from the game.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And that's lost often. Sometimes it's the quality of family, right? Good families to get you spaces only because they know your work ethic and they know how much you're committed to it. And then, importantly, your young person's ability to communicate with the coaches that he or she's going to deal with.
Yeah.
Because if your child can't speak up, it is difficult.
Right.
It is difficult. Because now you have to, as a parent, you have to involve yourself more than you need to. So,
yeah.
Josh from the text line asks, is there such thing as a one star? Yes, there are a whole bunch. Stars are.
is there such thing as a no star?
Hey,
when you go
yes.
there. And they give you a ranking.
Yes.
You know how, like, you get the envelope
yes.
and everybody's waiting for your ranking?
Yes.
And you're like, dang, you ain't got no stars.
Yes.
I'm thinking, like, how these parents go on the visits. I'm just thinking about Chuck Foreman on some of them visits and some of man.
Your visits were different than everybody else.
No, I'm just talking about.
Your visits were different.
Dealing with – well, I left Wisconsin with Barry Alvarez. My dad always said, man, keep four quarters in your pocket. That's it. He's like, you can call home. And I remember when Barry Alvarez was like, my dad, the only time my dad got in, he said, hey, listen here, he's not taking an official visit unless you offer him a scholarship. That was it.
But offer first.
Yeah, well, just that was the conversation.
Offer first.
That was the conversation before it was okay for me to go to the visit.
Look.
So Barry Alvarez had told my dad he was giving him a visit, and then and he was like, "Oh, we're gonna hold off on the thing. We're gonna wait till what these other dudes say." I called my dad. He said, "Listen here, go to the airport," and he's like, "You know, took a cab to the airport. I was home by I got there Friday night. I was home by Saturday night."
It was the first
it was
time.
A nice little party Friday night though.
Well, it was nice. Okay, I know where you went too. I know exactly where you went. Those recruiting trips all end up the same way. We made a decision. Before I went, there were several schools I went to, but in each of them, it was one for me to see rather than to meet them and engage. Because
right.
I said I wasn't coming on a visit. You weren't going to use me to get somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what that was. I said, look, if you're not going to offer me in advance, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
Well, one, because I knew better.
Right.
Like, I knew better. So a lot of the communication that goes on, again, if you're out there and your parent, you know, you're a parent or you're a mentor or you're somebody looking out for somebody, the way this thing has to work is you have to put yourself in a position where you listen more.
Yeah. Don't hear them.
Right.
Don't hear the sales pitch. Listen and then let their actions speak louder than what they're telling you.
Well, and the main thing is.
And vice versa.
Accept the truth.
And vice versa. Yeah,
accept the truth. Because, look, folks know me. If your child can't play, I'll tell you your child can't play.
Yeah.
Like, that's usually never it. But it's rare that I have to tell somebody that because there is a value system in it.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, but that thing you do, that one thing you do,
yeah, it'd be
they need.
Way. Yeah.
They need that. Yeah. And I think it gets lost sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's nobody wants to, you know, I think it all starts from youth sports because, in particular in basketball, you got the, you know, like, when I was coming up, there was only, like in the state of Minnesota, there's two AAU teams. There's A and a B team.
Mm-hmm.
Club. So that was your club, right? You represented the state of Minnesota. And then when you played middle school or you played school ball, you didn't play for a club team during the fall. You played for your middle school team. That was the most exciting time. So now it's like you got so many different options and everything's predicated on the A and B team or whatever. And whatever parents and checkbooks can manipulate it. And so a lot of these kids, when they get to high school and they're playing in high school and they got to go and deal with colleges or wait for these rankings and they realize their kid's not that good, you know, it's something, you know, of where they don't want to hear it. And it's different. You know, I think I think finally in the two major sports or male sports, basketball and football, Nebraska is starting to get the respect that they deserve as far as like the amount of high school athletes. And you got to give it up to like, you know, Warren Academy and all that, where they're taking kids and exposing them. And, you know, and he's taking, you know, all the kids that have went places, most of them came through Warren Academy, you know what I mean? And, you know, and so they're taking them, playing 7-on-7, doing all the different stuff. And so
but what has to happen to make sure that those kids stay in the state?
You know what's funny is, like, I think up in the – they call it the Metro in Omaha. I think, like, mm-hmm. it's been let me see. What is it called when the water's, you know, water system poisoned? So it's been in the water system, poisoned water system, that it's, like, fashionable not to go to Nebraska now, right? So that's kind of like mm-hmm. it's the cool thing to do. It's almost
so how do you change that?
Well, you got to change. Well, there's two things. One, it's like you got to keep plugging away, and then you got to win, and then it'll kind of go in a cycle.
Is it winning first, though?
Well, of course. But like I said, kids these days don't put an emphasis on winning. Like here's the thing. Just because you go somewhere at said position doesn't mean that you're going to be there at said position in 2 years. Or what happens? You go down there and you see that I wouldn't say a dime a dozen, but there's plenty of guys that look like you. And then you either got to switch position or you know, next thing you know, the easy thing is I can go back in the transfer portal.
Well, but you switch positions.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Lawrence Phillips. I watched Lawrence Phillips on TV. I saw that he was a freshman.
Right.
Okay, that means I'm thinking he's going to be at running back for at least two more years, right, because mm-hmm. you couldn't go to the NFL until your junior year.
Right.
And then, you know, Coach Brown was like, do you want to play wing back? I saw Abdul Muhammad led the team in receiving, and he had like 20-some catches. I'm like, nah, man. Like, that ain't for me. Like, I mean, I ain't saying I'm Jerry Rice, but I'm not trying. Like, if your leading receiver has 20 catches,
yeah,
there ain't no too many left for me.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I ain't trying to – I mean, I love it. I ain't trying to cut block. And, you know, I ain't doing
which you were going to do a lot of.
You're going to be cut blocking. Yeah. And I ain't – you know, I could knock out some safeties, but that's – And then I was like, you know, I, you know, played a couple games at safety. It felt like I played, you know, a lot of teams recruited me at safety or looked at me, and Iowa looked at me at safety. And then, you know, they had a ton of guys there. Coach Kevin Steele didn't have a linebacker recruit that in that class. I guess he was bored. And we had Travis Tolin, Mike Rucker, and Grant Wistrom was our defensive ends. You know, rush ins, that's what we used to call them, recruits. And then, so Coach Steele coached me. He was like, you know, oh, you got a big frame. I'd never forget. He came out. He's like, oh, yeah, you got, you know, big frame. He's like, you look like you want to play linebacker. I was like, yeah, let's go kick it. Next thing you know, the rest is history. So it's opportunity. You know, just as it was a great opportunity. And I was able, was fortunate to learn from some, you know, good guys. But, you know, they had vision for me, and they were open to me playing defense. So, like, in particular, I think, you know, one of the – I always talk about the Barry Alvarez in Wisconsin and stuff like that. They solely looked at me as a running back. My dad always taught me – you know, granted, your last name's Foreman. You live in Minnesota. They're going to automatically put you at running back. And I could run the ball and got recruited by Michigan State, and everybody is – you know, they were looking at me at running back, and Nick Saban was like, you can play safety as well. But they solely were looking at me at running back. And possibly receiver, where everybody else, like, they saw me play a few games, which I only played in high school, 3-4 games of defense. So the yearning for defense was there, but they saw the potential there, saw the closing speed I could hit and run and all that. And my dad always say, be open to position change. I mean, look, my dad played defensive tackle and tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think he just tweeted out the picture. He was a defensive tackle and tight end. He was a tight end first at Miami, then they moved him to kind of a wing back. And then next thing you know, he played, you know, running back or whatever in the NFL for, you know, all those years and was pretty successful at it. So, you know, where you start is not where you end. But I think now everybody has kind of been so or they're so specialized, even in sports. Like from sixth grade, I'm going to be just a baseball player. This is what I'm going to do. And I'm only going to be a pitcher. I'm only going to be a catcher, or I only want to be third base or outfield. Or I only want to play basketball, and I'm only going to play, you know, guard or whatever, or football. I'm only a receiver. well, then you're really pigeonholing yourself, and it doesn't work out because there's a lot of receivers out there. There's a lot of pitchers. There's a lot of everybody out there that's just as good as you. And you know what? You know, if they need you at another position, then that's how you can end up making a great career. I mean, look, there, we, you know, what, you, there's plenty of guys. What was the guy for the St. Louis Cardinals that came in as a pitcher?
He was Rick Ankiel.
Ankiel, and then he went to outfield, right? Mm-hmm. Or vice versa. Went
for, yeah.
Ended up playing 10 years in the major league.
Dale Murphy. Murphy came in. He was drafted as a catcher.
Right.
And they moved him from catcher to third
base.
To first base because he was too tall.
Right.
And then they figured out, they put him in center field. They figured that they could run him around. And the very same team, Ron Gant was another one.
Right.
Ron Gant started out as a third baseman. Then they moved him to second base.
Right.
And then finally they said, well, let's turn this dude into an outfielder. And
there you go.
So,
I mean, the more you can do.
Yeah.
Look at Brian Jordan. I mean, if there wasn't Deion Sanders, Brian Jordan is that guy.
Yeah, well, right?
You know what I mean?
Love that dude.
So,
love that dude.
Because they just had obviously the Braves winning it last night. Which, I'll admit, my pick for Houston Astros, they essentially choked.
You and me both. You're not alone.
Give it to the Braves. Because the Braves, I grew up watching the Braves because they were on TBS, and they would always lose.
They were terrible.
No, they would always get to the play. They'd always let themselves down, right?
Well,
remember,
they had the Yankees beat.
Right.
And then gave it away.
Right.
They had Minnesota beat, gave it away.
Yeah. But you just think they had Maddox, Smoltz,
Glavin,
and they would
Steve Avery,
right, and they would never,
Bedrosian.
And they would never get over the hump and give it to them. They did it now in the year that they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
And my Good Astros, I think the Astros, I hate to say it, their window has officially closed.
You lose Correa.
It's just
but you also have to remember that they did this without Verlander.
Where is he?
He was hurt.
All year?
Verlander.
You got Tommy John?
McCullers. Their pitchers won.
Where's Verlander? He's been out all season.
1A, and so your 1A and 1B were out. There's something to be said. But kudos to the Braves. We'll throw it to break. Again, we're live at Tanner's. We'll be here for another half hour or so. We're going to give away this jersey. Come on through. Jay, I want to talk a little bit about Ohio State and what they're bringing to town when they come on Saturday. You're listening to 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.